May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing to God. Amen. Please be seated. So our theme for Holy Week and the first part of Easter season is Be Like Jesus. We're looking at things Jesus did and said and noticing ways that we can emulate him. So on Monday, Thursday, Jesus washed the feet of his friends and gave them the new commandment of love. We can be like Jesus in love and service. On Good Friday, Jesus realized he had done all he could do. He surrendered himself into God's hands. We can be like Jesus and surrender, trusting ourselves into God's care when it is clear we are facing a situation we cannot change. On Holy Saturday, Jesus lay buried. His friends were bereft. We can be like Jesus and love enough to grieve. At the Easter Vigil, we read Matthew's version of the Easter story, the only one in which the women saw the resurrection happen in real time. They were, of course, terrified. Throughout his ministry, Jesus scared people at times, and so we can be like Jesus and scare people. Do so much good, it makes evil shake in its boots. And then on Easter Sunday, we read John's version of Easter. The first thing Jesus did after the resurrection in John's gospel was ask some questions. And so we can be like Jesus and question. Question authority, question what we've been taught, question ourselves, even question God. It's okay, God can take it. Questions are part of resurrection. And then last week, as always, we read about St. Thomas, our beloved apostle who missed Easter Sunday. On Easter night, Jesus breathed the Spirit on the disciples who were there and said, "If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Forgiving, like Jesus, means letting go of hurt and resentment while also retaining knowledge of what happened so that true reconciliation is possible. So we have two more Sundays to talk about this, today and next week. And today we read about the road to Emmaus. So this amazing event also happened on Easter night. Two disciples left Jerusalem after the resurrection. They were, of course, grieving and terrorized and traumatized and confused. They did not know what to make of what had happened to Jesus in Jerusalem. And as they walked along, Jesus showed up incognito. They shared their disappointment and confusion with him. He offered some reassurance from the scriptures. And they finally recognized him when they stopped to break bread together. This whole experience became a way for early Christians to describe the continuing presence of Jesus with the church. After Easter and after the Ascension, followers of Jesus started gathering together. They shared conversation and study and meals. As they read the scriptures and ate together, they sensed that Jesus was with them even though they couldn't see him. Their hearts burned within them. And here we are 2,000 years later, and it's still happening, isn't it? As we gather here week after week to read the scriptures, to share in bread and wine, we trust that Jesus is with us in ways we cannot see but know are very real. Our hearts burn within us. So the road to Emmaus is one of the many resurrection appearances of Jesus. After Easter, Jesus showed up in locked rooms, at a beach, on a mountain, on the road. But notice who the risen Christ came to see every single time. Now, if it were me, I would have wanted to appear to Pilate. How do you feel about washing your hands of all of this now? Or maybe the chief priests. Do you want to take back anything you said? Or Herod. Let's talk about your administration. I have some suggestions. The risen Jesus could have appeared in places of power where decisions were being made. He could have gone to a big public square where everyone would see, even people who didn't acknowledge and follow him. He could have staged a comeback tour and revisited the places where he taught and healed and astounded before the resurrection. But that's not what happened, as far as we know. The risen Jesus met first with some women and then with grieving and frightened disciples and confused travelers and exhausted fishermen. At one point, he met with some of the disciples on a mountain and told them to go into all the world. 1 Corinthians recalls a meeting with over 500 people present, but that encounter is not described in the Gospels, and we don't really know any details. Generally speaking, the risen Jesus moved around fairly quietly for those 40 days after Easter. Now, to be fair, the lack of a record doesn't mean it didn't happen. Maybe Jesus did try to make a big scene somewhere after Easter and nobody noticed. Maybe he did show up at the temple or at a palace and no one paid any attention. Maybe. But I kind of feel like if Jesus had appeared to Pilate, we'd know about it. And nothing like that is mentioned in any of the Gospels. Instead, Jesus showed up quietly and met with people of no great importance. Nothing flashy. The word I'm choosing to describe what Jesus did on the road to Emmaus and elsewhere is accompany. The risen Jesus accompanied confused, frightened, grieving people. He walked and talked and ate and doled out fishing advice. He discussed the scriptures, he prayed on occasion, he didn't stay too long in any one place, he showed up and then went somewhere else. And one way we can be like Jesus is to accompany people. So often I know we just don't know what to do when someone we love is in the midst of trauma or shock, like the disciples on Good Friday and on Easter. We often want to fix it or do something huge and dramatic to show that we care. If we can't do something big, it feels like we're not doing anything at all. Now, at best, these impulses come from a place of true love and concern, and thanks be to God for that. But at our worst, they come from our own anxieties or a desire for attention, and that doesn't really help anybody. But Jesus didn't do any of that. He showed up. He didn't stay too long. He ate and prayed when appropriate. He didn't draw attention to himself. He focused on others and then he left. And that was enough. So friends, do not doubt the power of your presence. Sometimes physical presence is not helpful or needed, of course, and so be sensitive to that. There are many, many ways to be present with people in the gentle way of Jesus. A card, a text, a reminder that you're praying. Be like Jesus and accompany people who are hurting. And in this day and time, that includes whole groups of people that we may not know personally, but we are aware of. You may not know a person who is in prison, but you can learn about what they are going through. You can accompany their families. You may think you don't know people affected by our immigration system, but you probably do. And friendship goes a long way, as does noticing when somebody's being mistreated. Social media and news have introduced us to people all over the world. A form of accompanying is simply paying attention. And imagine how you would feel if what is happening in Ukraine or Iran or Sudan or North Korea were happening to you and to your closest friends. Because in fact, it is. The risen Christ is making us all one. What affects one person directly affects us all indirectly. And so be like Jesus. In the power of the Spirit, accompany those he accompanied, for that is where Christ is to be found. For Jesus said, "Inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my siblings, ye have done it unto me." Amen.